Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, what?
That's my new theme song. Feeling stronger every day.
Thank you for translating that. I did not have a 70s to English dictionary.
Now, 70s were the greatest, and the 80s followed up even greater with the MTV area right behind it. But, hey, y'all, glad to be back. Feeling stronger every day, like the song says. That was not one of the bigger Chicago hits, but it was a great song to begin with. But welcome to the Sip and Chew Show, Stu.
That's me.
Great to be back, buddy.
Good to have you back. Good to have you back. I wouldn't say great to have you back.
Huh?
I wouldn't say great to have you back, but it's good to have
you
back.
Yeah, well, you know.
No, it's great.
It's really wonderful.
Great. I appreciate it, man. I've been wanting to get back here so bad.
Well, you're here.
And here I am. Yep. And my chair still feels like it did. And my voice not there yet, but I got a ways to go from what I hear,
mm-hmm.
what my doctors tell me. So,
yep.
But I'll be a little slower and a little lower. Slow and low is what I'm going to be for a while.
Just like barbecue.
It looks like, yeah. Thank you. That's good analogy. Yeah, mm-hmm. good comparison. Yep. So, but thanks for y'all for all the prayers and everything. But I would like to talk some about my experience later in the next segment. But what's been going on with you guys here?
Oh, we've had a radio show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, talking
I've
about,
listened to it.
About food and wine and whatnot and sausage.
What is a whatnot?
A whatnot? It's a it's like a thing of a jig, but it's amoeba shaped.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's amoeba?
And you get to do your very first best of the worst today.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
So I've got something really special planned today.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. It comes with accoutrements.
Accoutre-who?
Yeah. You heard me.
Oh, okay.
A special cutting board?
No.
Y'all start your own cutting board company. Call it accoutrement.
But I got a few places that I ate. You know, this previous week was my birthday week.
You know, I was going to come in here and say thank you. I mean, thank you. Happy birthday. Happy belated birthdays, too.
Well, I thank you. And so I did a lot of eating this week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to go ahead and knock it. I started off.
That's why you're wearing the camouflage shirt, so we won't notice that you've eaten a lot. Right? You blend in with all the ferns in the background.
Well,
just
we
a floating head.
There's ferns in the background. I started off last week right after the show. Like I said, I was going to. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. Every Sunday morning breakfast, I go out to Ed's Seafood Shed. Cherie takes good care of me. Love that pink hair. And pink hair? Yeah. You'll love Cherie. She's just the sweetest thing. Best little server.
Is that where we're going?
That's where I'm going. I don't know where
you're
going.
All right, we're going there then.
Yeah. I have been craving catfish the last three times I went there, so I was going to get the catfish bowl for breakfast. And then Cherie pushes me to something that I absolutely love.
Mm-hmm.
Last week it was that battleship bowl. Have you seen this thing? Oh, my gosh. It's got sausage in it. It's got bacon in it. It's a bowl of grits,
mm-hmm.
cheese. $3 more, they'll throw some grilled or blackened or fried scrimps on top of that.
Scrimps.
And that thing was good. And then she got me the week before, she got me to try the chicken and gravy over a deconstructed biscuit.
Does that mean cut in half?
Pretty much, yeah.
Or is that just the flour
and
in the bowl?
It was terrific. But I've still been craving that catfish bowl. So I said, well, you know, this week I'll get the catfish bowl. I couldn't wait. Last night I went to Hickory Pit, went through the drive-thru, got catfish and oysters. Because I went fishing and I didn't catch nothing, but I wanted to fish anyway.
Yeah.
So that was good. The other day, a buddy of mine, we went to high school together, used to run the roads together in the 80s. Both of us used to love going to Ward's, you know, get that frosty mug of root beer and that chili cheeseburger. And I had told him, you know, they're over in Mississippi. It's only about an hour drive to the closest one. So I scooped him up, and we went out there to Ward's.
You could spend an hour just trying to think of somewhere to go to eat.
Yeah. And the drive is beautiful. You go through DeSoto National Forest.
Yeah.
Perry Lake is by there. It was a wonderful drive. And then Monday night, my birthday, I had a good friend in town. I met Angel 10 years and one day prior to her coming to town Monday at a Free the Hops event over in Biloxi.
Yeah.
She had gone to high school with my college roommate. His wife was doing photography for the Sun Herald. I was covering it for something. I don't remember. And so we had the media passes. And Carlos said, hey, by the way, this is my friend Angel. And she and I had just had the greatest visit. And then she moved to Idaho, and we kind of bonded over that on Facebook because, you know, my mother went to high school in Idaho. And here she is, a Gulf Coast girl moving up there, so we've kept in touch. She snuck down to visit her mother.
Yeah.
And decided to come over, and we went to Dolphins because I said, I'm going to take you to a restaurant where you can see everything. So I went to Dolphins and just had an appetizer and drinks. Then we drove across the bay and went to Sunset Point. And had two appetizers and some good craft beer. And it was just a good visit with her. And then she was headed back to Idaho. And to let you know what a tough nugget this lady is, she drove from Idaho to Mobile or to Biloxi through the ice storm.
Wow.
Because she's just like, well, everyone else isn't used to this, but I am.
Yeah.
And she said she's just humming right through Texas. She said it got scary. She said it did get scary in Texas.
I had a friend
because everybody else didn't know what they were doing.
I had a friend do that from Mobile to Vegas, and she drove right through the ice storm.
Mm-hmm.
And she lives here, and she ain't used to that.
Yeah.
But she didn't know any better, so she did it anyway.
Yeah. But, yeah, Angel's tough. So.
You know, Idaho is – going to be probably the next big wine region.
I can see
it already is a.
It's been a playground for the rich and famous for decades. And I've said before, my mother in high school living in Coeur d'Alene, her mother owned a little diner. So my mother served at it. And every morning during the summers, her first customer was Bing Crosby.
Wow.
And that's who then and who now still lives there. It's not one they talk about on TV because they don't want them to.
Yeah.
They don't want people coming there stargazing. But that, I think the average
And that's why they go to these places because they don't want people.
They
want to
be normal.
And
yeah.
I'll go into it later, but I was listening to somebody talk about why they go to Europe a lot. And it's because nobody knows who they are. You know, certain this famous person, him and his wife.
Right.
On vacation, they'd go to Europe because they'd go to countries where nobody knew who he was, and they could walk around town like a normal person.
Right. There's something to be said for ambiguity.
Kind of like us when we go out.
Right. As long as we don't talk, nobody recognizes it.
You know. Well, they don't recognize me now, so with my voice. But
they go, you sound familiar. You sound like Mike Bailey, but scratchier.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
if that's a description of
what I get is I'll be somewhere and I don't even have to say very much, but somebody go, are you sip or chew? I always are you sip or you chew? But anyway, well, man, Idaho's is in line to be. They're already making great wines, but Virginia right now is the fifth largest wine producer in the nation.
And they got some good hiking up there.
They do. And they got great microclimates for wine. Idaho's next. And they are making great wines in Idaho. There's one called Hell's Canyon. This great little winery called Hell's Canyon. And he's a Springer guy. He loves Springer dogs, Springer Spaniels, and all his labels have Springers on them.
Yeah. Well, my friend April is the reason that I asked you for that special packaging. Because
Don't let me forget to give you that.
Our angels, she tried the Clyde May when we were up at Dolphins.
Ah.
And she was like, can I get that in Idaho? Probably not. 343-0106, you want to get on the conversation. Mike is back, y'all.
Chicken, ice cream, fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. This is juice. Uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh. I like chicken. I like fish.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, look over there. It's a bird. It's a really cute, cuddly bird. Mike Bailey.
Yeah, well.
Are you going to run your mouth there in this segment? Can I get a nap? Is this the take a break section?
No. Yeah, you can take a break. Yeah.
I'll get it set up for best of the worst in the next
segment. Okay, that sounds good. But it feels good to be back. Feels good to be back on the show. You have to excuse my voice. I don't have one much, but I got more than I've ever had since I went into the hospital. But, Stu, I have to say, you know, I know you were in Spring Hill. You were there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You were the
king of Spring Hill.
In the trophy case, they've got the Super Bowl trophy with your name on it there. For
death by tomato can.
Stay. Well, it looks like the Super Bowl trophy, but it's a tomato can.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big old tomato can.
Big old red gold.
And it's got your name inscribed on it. And I bowed down. I had to get out of my wheelchair and bow down to it when they rolled me by. But I'm going to tell you what, man, my hat goes off to you if I had a hat, that you did spend so much time in there and so long in there.
It's a good place to be half dead at.
Well, yeah, and it's I was only in there 3 weeks, but it felt like a lifetime to me. But folks, I just want to say to everybody, COVID's real. If you don't believe COVID's not real, I was one of those. I'd wear my mask because my customers required that I wear my mask, and I respected my customers. But I'm going to tell you, after work, I took my mask off and I just nonchalantly went to my places I like to hang out at and went there. But is that where I got it at? I don't know where I got COVID at, but I got it. And I'm going to tell you, it was the worst experience of my life. And it wasn't only that, the 2 days of the emergency room that I had to spend.
Yeah.
Just trying to learn to breathe, trying to breathe,
mm-hmm.
stay alive, and then watching people die in that area. And then they finally moved me. After 2 days, they moved me to the ICU, mm-hmm. COVID ICU, and watched people die there too. Now, their emergency room was different. You could die of COVID. You could die of a car wreck or die of gunshot, which I saw all that those 2 days I was in there because I was awake for 48 hours straight with oxygen on trying to breathe and stay alive. Because they told me, I said, if you don't breathe, you're not going to make it. And after I got in ICU, I got better. I was able to watch the national championship.
Did you get to blow the little ball thing?
Yeah.
I forget what that's called.
I'm going to keep that. I'm hanging on to that.
Yeah, you'll need to do that for a while. I still had to do it.
Yeah, I did it for a while.
Even when I got out. But
I was able to get my oxygen count up and – I just got – I'm going to tell you, I got so many people to thank. I've got David and Tanya Garrett, who own Le Bouchon. He encouraged me to go get tested because I woke up Christmas morning sick. And 2 days later, they said, Mike, you need to go get tested. And I went and got tested. First place I went to, it was 5.5-hour wait. And I went over to Daphne, because I figured, well, there'd be less people over there. So I went to the urgent care down the road, and they took me right in. I was the only patient in the lobby when I got there. It was early Sunday morning. And they took me back, and they tested me, and a few minutes later they come back, and I said I tested positive for COVID and negative for the flu. So they gave me a steroid shot and some prescriptions and a 10-day excuse that you can go back to work on January 4th. Well, when I got home, I figured, man, no, going back to work.
You milked it for everything you could, didn't you?
You know, that's what you do. But David went and he came up there to the urgent care and he put a, I don't know what do you call those things you put on your finger to measure your oxygen? Anyway.
An oxygen measuring thing? I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he set it on my car. He said, you're going to need this. And he said, if it gets below 92%, you need to go to the hospital. Well, 3 or 4 days went by, and I kept checking it. And they kept texting me going, what's your oxygen? What's your oxygen? And my ex-wife, Becky, bless her heart, she's a great woman. She kept checking on me and bugging the heck out of me. And she got her friend who's a COVID nurse out in California, a traveling nurse, and they kept bothering me. So they woke me up. I kept calling me. All of them kept calling me. All I wanted to do was sleep. I just wanted to sleep. I hadn't eaten in 5 days and had anything to drink either, very little to drink, water or whatever. They finally got me awake, and they said, what's your oxygen? I looked, and it was 71. Mm-hmm. They said, it's one of you're not dead. The nurse said, it's one of you're not dead. She said, call an ambulance right now and get to the hospital. So I went. And they got me there, and the nurses were great there. Mm-hmm. And they really took care of some pretty cute nurses, too.
I didn't even notice. With the exception of one named Nikki, but it was just because she had brown eyes with cold flecks in it. And she was the sweetest.
You know, you're sitting there, you are on death's bed, and you're trying to breathe, but there's some things you still notice. well, I do. Nonetheless, I got to have something to look forward to. And if I stay alive... Anyway, I'm just wishing. But still hadn't eaten in days. But I lost 56 pounds at first. Mm-hmm. But after they finally started feeding me, I gained about 20 of it back.
Yeah.
But it's not hard to do in the hospital. You know why? Spring Hill's got great food. And you know.
They do.
Yeah.
Cafeteria.
It's one of the best omelets in the city.
Well, everybody kept telling me. Everybody kept telling me that, but I didn't. Because I had the entire menu. Well,
Nothing there is better than the omelet. No one was telling you to
I'm going to have to go back and eat the omelet.
There we go.
I'm going to have to get sick and go
you
back
still
to
eat didn't the get the omelet. You know, you don't have to.
Well, everybody told me about it. Even I had two other friends in there.
They have a cafeteria.
I had two other friends in there with COVID, and they said, man, I had the omelet. It was good. We were texting back and forth when we got to feeling better. But I'd sit there with that menu, and I'd go. And I got to go see the system. I go, all right, I want this and I want that. Can I have that? No, doctor said you can't have that. And it's like I guess it's a computer telling them.
Right.
It'll block out things that I can't have if I have this. Right. I can't have that.
Right. Amazing. It balances system. Your nutrition. Did you have any of the – because I was in there long enough, the people that run the nutrition department would come in and ask me how things were going.
No, I guess when they came, got my plate and it was empty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they knew it was good. But they, like I said, some days I just wanted a grilled cheese, and it wasn't no skimpy, greasy grilled cheese. It was a good one.
Yeah, they make a good one.
Good grilled cheese, and then I get soup and dip it in the soup.
Yeah, because I could tell you my experience contrasting Spring Hill to Mobile Infirmary is the food in Mobile Infirmary. Someone should be beaten for that. with the exception of, on Fridays, the fried catfish and grits, outstanding. But everything else there that I ate was just wretched. And then one day, one of my nutritionists said, you know, you're at a point now where you can just order from the grill and have it sent up. You don't have to get the options.
Yeah.
What? And she goes, what would you like, dear? And I said, a cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Had a cheeseburger.
They had good hamburgers at Spring Hill.
Yeah, they do.
I did not have one bad thing except the ribeye sandwich. ribeye.
Well,
the ribeye was, they said, how do you want your ribeye? Well, I'm already thinking it's going to be a 16th of an inch thick.
Because that's all that
How do
be
you
on
make
a
ribeye? You just might as well just hold it under the sun, out in the sun, and just
you turn smack it on each hip.
Yeah. Anyway, the food was really good. The nurses were so good. Mm-hmm. And I love my pulmonologist, one of them looked like Lurch. He was so tall he had to duck when he came in the door. And he looked really, when he looked down on you, he really looked down on you because he was so tall. But it reminded me of Lurch from the Adams family. So he reminded me of, but he was, they're great doctors, and I don't actually look forward to going to them every month, but I do because they're so good.
Go in, have breakfast, have you an omelet. I can't believe the one thing everyone told you to get was the one thing you
I'm that
get.
Way. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I'm that way. Well, that's I figured that I'd silly. Find something that would trump their – well, trump theirs. Yeah. I'd find something that would trump their damn omelet.
Well, how would you know if you didn't try the omelet?
I know. I got to go back. Yeah. Well, see, I grew up working at IHOP. Mm-hmm. And what did we have? Omelets.
Ain't as good as the one at Spring Hill Hospital.
Well, I don't know. I make a pretty mean omelet.
That cheeseburger omelet that they ran for a little while at IHOP, that was pretty good, though. It was chunks of pickles and
and eggs.
But it was wonderful. Yeah. We got it because we were thinking, okay, this is a hoot. We love cheeseburgers. We love omelets. It was fantastic.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Have you not had an egg on a cheeseburger before?
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I got some other people saying we'll thank them when I come back.
And we're going to eat sausage. 343-0106.
Make me happy.
Make me happy.
Make me feel fine.
Make me feel fine.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All right, we are back. I am Chef Stuart Reb Donald, your host. You can call me Stu. You know who calls me Stu? This fella right here to my right, Mike Bailey, calls me Stu. Morning, Mike.
On the screen where I'm opposite. Anyway.
Let me tell you real quick before we get into the best of the verst here.
See, I missed this. I missed this so much.
That little packet that you have there is from Lawler's Barbecue, which is a part of the North Alabama Barbecue Trail.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I had the stuffed baked potato that is on the list 100 dishes in Alabama you should eat before you die.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought that back because I know you like to try different barbecue sauces. It's a fine example of a Kansas City style. I think you'll like it. And I'm guessing since they've got their own little label on the prepackaged thing, they sell enough at that it's in all the grocery stores up there too.
Probably so.
But it's good stuff. All right. Now this is a special, we're going to call this week's best of the worst surf and turf.
Oh.
So if y'all want to crack open number one and each of you put a chunk in your face and gnaw on it. Mike is struggling to get the sausage out. That's going to be a quote. And, Leanna's giving it the old sniff. She's sniffing it.
Is this for me personally?
It smells good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then,
what little smelling senses I have.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That smells good.
Yeah. It's good. Good, good. I will give you a little tip. All three of these are from the same company.
Okay.
Different sausages they offer. While you were out, buddy, we got to try some from a sausage maker in Hattiesburg called Little Butcher Shop.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
And at least one of those you're going to have to get a package of because it's got pineapple.
That's good.
Yeah.
That is good. What is that, crawfish?
Just wait. No, it's not crawfish. We'll discuss it. You got to move on to number two. Mike, you want to crack open number two?
No.
And like I say, it's from the same maker.
That was kind of some caramelization on it.
Yeah. Well, they all did before they
had some sugar in.
Before they got put in a steamer. And like I say, this is from the same maker. This maker is in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're kind of narrowing it down. And Leanna's still giving hers a sniff. Mike's going straight for the taste because his sniffer's failing him these days.
Mmm. I love the seasoning.
What's that?
I know what that is.
Oh. Really? Okay, we got one more.
I didn't like the finish, but I mean, really? It's very tasteful, but not in sausage. I can't imagine.
No, now they're moving on to number three, and that's a little larger one there. That last one was kind of smaller. The size of each of the sausages, even though they're made by the same person, are different for whatever reason. I guess so it's so they can tell it apart in the factory if they're sitting there not with a label on them. This sausage maker that made these is Crescent City Meats, which you would think would be in New Orleans, and it's close. It's in Metairie. Mm-hmm. These are all three sausages that are made with smoked pork and a different critter.
Okay.
The first one you had was gator and sausage.
Oh, okay.
The second one was shrimp and sausage.
I knew it's shrimp.
Mm. Yep. And this one is crawfish and sausage.
Oh, yeah.
So, and you go, what am I going to do with those sausages? Well, you can just put them in a bun with mustard, and they're fantastic. Or you can use them to make this gumbo.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing in that gumbo besides these three sausages is some duck breast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 packs of this sausage will run you about $16 with tax and everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you will have your pork, your shrimp, your crawfish, and your gator all in your gumbo.
Wow.
So y'all can just
throw... It's all important food groups.
Yeah. So y'all can just throw that back whenever you want to.
I should have got some forks. I'll get some in the commercial
break. Well, for Mike and I, that's a shooter. You just... But I have used that crawfish sausage in gumbo before, and mm-hmm. it's fantastic.
Well, the second one with I knew that was a shrimp.
A scrimp?
It was either going to be a crawfish or shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
But when the finish came across, that was shrimp.
And it was a shrimp finish.
And I love shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't bad, but I just don't expect seafood to be in my sausage.
That's why I said surf and turf.
In my gumbo.
Yeah.
Yes, but not in my...
Well, this takes care of everything all at one time.
You don't have to buy the shrimp separate from...
Nope.
From the sausage.
Yeah, you can have everything. And it's just, I think, especially when you're not in season
mm-hmm.
on stuff, this is a good way to have yourself a quick, tasty seafood gumbo.
Yeah.
With good Gulf Coast products.
Now, is this smoked?
Yeah, it is a smoked, fully cooked product before you ever get to it.
Yeah, okay.
So all I got to do is dice it up, render it down, make your roux, add your Trinity.
A lot of flavors in it. Just layers and layers of flavors. A lot happening in all three of them.
Yeah, I enjoy them.
So good.
The seasoning. Yeah. The seasonings.
I have been a fan of that particular sausage for years.
And you just now
What's the name of it again?
That is Crescent City Meats.
Okay.
And it's just pork and gator, pork and shrimp, pork and crawfish.
Where can you pick that up at?
I have seen them just about every grocery store, but it will be in the seafood department.
Oh.
Yeah,
I never look for that in seafood.
Yeah, I picked this up, I believe, at the Winn-Dixie and Sims, but I know I've seen it at pretty much every place.
I don't
Winn-Dixie and Rouse's primarily are where I've seen it.
I would imagine Rouse's, but I just don't go to the seafood department to get my sausage.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. I've never thought about
Even
that.
Even though you put sausage, a lot of people put sausage in their gumbo.
Mm-hmm. As they should. We're not in Louisiana. It's considered wrong in New Orleans to put sausage in a seafood gumbo.
To me, it's just soup.
Well, it is. But pork and shellfish are such natural pairings that mm-hmm. it doesn't make sense in a city that loves food as much as New Orleans to not combine those two.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't get the Italians will never put cheese with seafood. But have you ever had crab au gratin?
No, but sounds good.
Yeah, shrimp au
gratin. I'll try that.
I know you've had shrimp Alfredo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shrimp and cheese.
I'll try anything but the omelet at
Spring Hill Hospital, apparently. Yeah.
I might have to go by there. You know, I think they're open to the public, though.
Yeah, they are. We both just sat here and told you that you go there on a
I know it used to be when I worked there as a kid.
Yeah. Well, Mobile Infirmary is too, but I don't know that I recommend
people line up.
No, I wouldn't recommend that one.
Yeah. Their grill was pretty good at Mobile Infirmary. When I would get the burger and the hot dog, that stuff cooked
every time
to order,
I went,
good.
It looked like they were temporarily moving to another part of the, you know, it's always like temporarily. Pardon our progress, but it was
pardon our
that.
Regress.
Those are really good.
Yeah. Thank some people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You got a list?
Well, I'm going to get back. I know who they are.
Yeah. You need to make a list because
earlier,
you just said your memory's not working.
Early I was thinking David and Tanya Garrett, who own Le Bichon Wine Bar. they put together a GoFundMe page, and I was just really surprised and shocked how well it did for me and helped. Although the bills are just now starting to come in. They're taking their time coming in.
What, bills from a hospital? No way.
I hope I don't get a cafeteria bill. But I will advertise for them. Trade out.
Yeah. Hey, take some of the goodwill, because I talked about their food a great deal when I was in there.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I was in there a while.
But, you know, there was such an outpouring of people, you know, wanting to help in any way they could, financially or just feeding us. Everybody mm-hmm. wanted to feed us. And, you know, we were turning down food. And but David Rass stepped up from Heroes and Royal Scam, and he contacted Becky on a messenger, and he says, you go by there and you just tell them what you want and you get it, and I'll make sure you get it.
Yay.
And so that, he was one of the first ones. And then a friend of mine, she goes, do you like baked potatoes? And I said, yeah. We like baked potatoes. Side item. Well, who doesn't like baked potatoes? She says she went to Jason's Deli right here on Airport Boulevard.
Yes.
Those things were almost as big as a football.
Yeah.
And, never been.
Huh?
Never been.
What?
And they have Italian food.
I don't do a lot of chains.
Well, they're kind
of. But I do
they
Dickies,
kinda are
and I've
change.
Heard. Yeah, I've heard that it's
they're,
a good.
They're kind
a good
of a
place.
Chain, but that thing was huge and it was delicious. It took us 2 or 3 days to eat just one potato.
Uh-huh.
And, and then we went back a couple weeks later and I got the pasta. It was delicious. They do a great job there. And then just everybody, Roy at Butch Cassidy's, Tony and them, his whole staff, they put money together. Mm. They all took up a donation and they made a deposit, you know. And I was just, that just tore me up, man. I just couldn't believe how many people were just helping out any way they could.
Yeah.
And then I still hadn't paid for a meal at Bob's, because every time I go in there, somebody said, Mike, you feeling better here? Hey, Mike's on me, you know, and that happened in a lot of places. People were paying.
I'll message ahead to Pete.
And I went to Champions. You know how much mm-hmm. I love Champions. We went in there, and I went to pay, and they said, you know, Becky's been driving me all over the place, like driving Mr. Lazy. And we went there because she had heard me talk about it so much. And we went there and went to pay, and they said, you don't owe anything. And I said, well, why not? And they said, well, somebody's already paid for it. And I said, well, who paid for my meal? And everybody turned their head down at their plate and just looked at their plate and wouldn't say anything.
So
it was really nice. And people just, the outpouring of love and prayers, and, you know, I felt it. And I still got a long way to go. And it's nice that people stepped up like that and helped me and helped us. And because poor old Becky, she's been going through it with me. And
well, I'm sure.
Coughing 24 hours a day.
Cranky.
And just.
Cranky out there.
And it's now.
Because of lack of sleep, the coughing, all of that, it frustrates you. It keeps you
and
on the edge.
And there's hardly anything that comes up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a ghost of stuff. But I go get my x-rays, and they said, yeah, you got stuff in there. There's stuff in there. It's just not coming out.
You got chunks.
But it's like bone dry. You know. But we have been to a few places. We went to the Cheese Cottage the other night.
Yum.
And you did the raclette, right?
It's that melty cheesy thing that drips
the cheese
all over your food.
It's called raclette. The dish is also called raclette. Oh. They just call it's kind of like Mark Lar on South Park. It just means everything.
We saw Christy, and I told Christy, I said, I want that cheesy, melty cheesy thing.
All right, folks, when we come back, John from Fish River is going to chime in on some of this grocery store sausage stuff talk. 343-0106.
Talking his language.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up a race, but at night I'd have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat, not zucchini, fettuccine, bulgur wheat, but a big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Uh, know our. We got somebody.
Becky says, "Yay, Mike Bailey is back."
I'm still with her for a few more weeks, it looks like, because my apartment is such a mess.
Yeah,
my cat's
she's saying, "Yay, Mike Bailey is back," for a different reason than us, because now this is an hour each week she gets a break.
She gets more than that. But hey, you know, while I was out, I heard from somebody.
Who was that?
I heard from a lot of people, but
I tried to leave you alone.
I had some. I had I had a friend of ours from Fish River that would check on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciated him
Billy?
Checking on me.
Hmm? Billy Stitt?
No, but John.
John from Fish River?
Yeah, he would check on me, and let me tell you what, it really made me feel good, John, that you were checking on me.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. I've been going through the same thing in a smaller version. I came out of quarantine last week.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, last Sunday. And still having some problems, not much. But I'm tired. I'm just about tired of being bent over all the time. Yeah. And what that does is take pressure off your lungs where you're able to cough this stuff up.
Yeah, that's what you told me. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah.
That's why in the hospital, some people, patients, they made them lay on their stomach.
Stomach, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. And I just can't. I can sleep like that, but I can't stay like that.
Yeah, yeah. But gosh, the medication of the Z-Pack and vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams, vitamin D, 4,000 milligrams, zinc, magnesium, and more B12 super complex.
I'm taking a lot of that too. At home.
It helps, and after that, you're not hungry.
Well, I sit down. I sat down with all my pills this morning. I had to get up 30 minutes early to take off all my pills before I came to show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't drink coffee, but Becky's got me drinking coffee now. And because she would make me some with a fancy latte, you know, with the foam on top. And
lots of sugar.
Sprinkles of sugar and fat.
Yeah. Tea, that hot liquid going, passing, you know, through your chest helps a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
But look, what I wanted to call you about is you haven't been to Piggly Wiggly in Fairhope lately, have you?
Yeah, it's been a long
he
time.
You haven't been anywhere lately.
I see they got something new in there.
Man, Danny Manning has put a marketplace inside of a market.
Yeah.
You can go in there, and you know, you got the street food place in there,
You got Lartigue's, yeah.
And you got
Andre's.
Yeah, and Vita Juice is in there. He's putting in a sushi bar now.
Wow.
Oh.
And it has a Greek deli in there.
And what's that called?
The International Goat.
Yeah.
And man, let me tell you, that's some good food.
I read something on Facebook, but I can't get on Facebook because I'm in Facebook jail again. But I read something about the International Goat last night, and people are raving about it.
Oh, it's something to experience.
We don't have Greek restaurants, real Greek restaurants like we used to.
Yeah, the tabbouleh is great. The feta is great.
Kahooli.
Yeah, and they have babaganoush there too.
I got to get out more.
Yeah. And they have lamb.
Yeah.
Oh, it is good.
Love
it
lamb.
It is so good. But it's something to experience. If you've never. And it's nothing to be afraid of either. You know, a lot of people say, "Oh, I don't know if I want to try that."
Well, it was fine for Jesus, wasn't it, John?
That's right. That's the food Jesus ate.
We discussed that. John and I went to Seven Spice. Several years ago, and I was like, "It's so hard for me to get Baptist to walk in there because, or a place like that, because." Oh, and I'm like, "This is the food Jesus ate."
Yeah,
folks, this is exactly. All the meals you read about in the Bible. That's what this is. And incidentally, healthiest diet on the planet.
Yeah.
And they walked everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. Exactly right.
And they walked
the Mediterranean diet is considered the healthiest diet. And I remember Bill Clinton, bless his heart, spent $14 million trying to replace the old four square meals that we had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Find out what the best thing was. It was $14 million, 4 years of research, and they came up with what we now know as the food pyramid. And one of the guys goes, That looks like the typical Mediterranean diet.
All he had to do was read his Bible.
Yep. But yeah, so, I mean, you want to eat like Jesus? Go to a Mediterranean restaurant. Because yeah. That's what it is.
You know,
but Jesus
there
could...
is Lebanese. So, you know, that's part of the Mediterranean region.
Right, and all of them ate the same thing, and there, so many words in Arabic and Hebrew are so similar because it was all essentially the same culture. They just got in a fight over what to call the same God.
Here was the problem with what you're saying about that's the food that Jesus ate. He could turn water into wine, and he could take a couple pieces of fish and bread and feed thousands of people with it.
Right.
We can't do that.
But he didn't cook.
We need that $14 million
He only cooked
that.
Twice. He only cooked those two times.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Because he was busy doing other stuff.
Doing miracles.
Yeah. So he let everybody else do the cooking.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You know, so that's so which Piggly Wiggly is that, John?
It's Piggly Wiggly in Fairhope.
Fairhope. Yeah. I've never been in that one. I should probably go in it.
You got to see that wine department.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's big.
Yeah.
It looks like a wine store that they added a grocery store onto.
Did you see that I got wine racks at my house now?
You do.
I copied you in the post, even.
He's in jail.
Oh, that's what it is. That's right. His entire world has gone away because he can't get on Facebook.
I'm collapsed.
He's like a teenager, man. 97% of his time spent looking at Facebook.
On Facebook. I saw him in the studio one time doing that. I went, how in the world are they doing this show? But he does it. Does it every time.
Yeah, well, John, it sure is good hearing from you.
They do make their own bread in there, too.
Oh, wow. Hey, look, I got some cans for you I want to give you when I ever see you again.
So. Oh, isn't that exciting?
When you ever see me again, yes.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, I got you some cans for your bar.
All right. I'll gladly take them.
Hey, gladly. do you have a bottle from Parrish Brewing in Louisiana?
No, but you know, I got another question. Are they making Jack's beer anymore,
I don't know.
I haven't been in New Orleans in a while. I hadn't heard anything, so...
Well, I was watching NCIS New Orleans.
They ain't making that anymore.
They had a new Jack's sign in there in King's Bar.
Hmm.
So I was wondering, I wonder if they're making Jack's again.
I don't know, but I am not sad to see that show leave the air. That is the worst acted show on television.
Oh, I like it.
And the guy with the worst accent was the guy from Alabama. He went to L.A. He learned to lose his accent.
He's off the show now.
Yeah.
He's off the show.
He learned to lose his accent in acting school and then had to relearn a Southern accent.
That's
Hollywood. Just terrible.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch the show. I'm sure the story writing was great, but I love Scott Bakula. But I couldn't handle any fake accent on that show.
I know of any show.
Yeah. I watch Frasier, reruns of Frasier.
Yeah,
they're talking about redoing.
We got to go, John. You want to join in on the provolones with us?
Yeah, folks, provolone and Baba Canoe.
Get out there and support local. Be local. Wear your mask. Use hand sanitizer and wash your hands. Don't touch your face.
That's all right.
That stuff. And listen to COVID is real, folks. And take care of those. If you got a friend, pray for them.
Yeah.
That's got COVID.
And stay off milk and do your drugs. Oh, wait, I got that backwards. Provolone, y'all. Provolone.
Provolone. In our old familiar place, you and I.